Dear viewers, Jarir bin Abdullah Bajali radiallahu ta'ala embraced Islam in the 10th year after Hijrah in the month of Ramadan. He was a companion of Allah's Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and exceptionally handsome. The second caliph of Islam, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, described him by saying, Jariru Yusufu hadhil ummah. Jarir is the Yusuf of this ummah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was once in his sanctified living chambers when his companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum then came, seeking to be in his blessed presence. They entered and filled the room until no space remained. Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu then arrived. As there was no further space, he sat in the doorway. When the final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam saw this, he folded his blessed shawl and threw it towards Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu. O Jarir, he declared, spread this shawl and sit upon it. Allahu Akbar. Such a profound display of affection from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is no small matter. Now observe the love and veneration shown by this companion radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He did not allow the shawl to touch the ground. Taking it in his hands, he kissed it, placed it on his eyes and spontaneously broke into tears. Ya Rasulallah, he exclaimed, you have granted me honor. May Allah elevate your honor even further. Who am I to sit upon your blessed shawl? Saying this, he presented it back to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then explained, إِذَا أَتَاكُمْ كَرِيمُ قَوْمٍ فَأَكْرِمُهُ. When a respected person from a community comes to you, honor him. Dear viewers, Ashiqani Rasool, O those who love Allah's Messenger, may we all attain the blessings of these beautiful actions of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Despite being granted the immense rank of being Allah's beloved, leader of both worlds and Imam of all prophets and messengers, look at his immaculate conduct and heart-winning behavior. A servant presents himself and the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam offers him his own shawl to sit upon. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted honor and esteem to Muslims. It does not matter whether a Muslim is rich, poor, black or white. They wear a crown of honor at all times as their hearts are illuminated with the noor, with the light of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announced in his Quran, وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Whereas honor truly belongs to Allah and to His Messenger and to the Muslims. This verse clearly explains that honor belongs to Allah, our Honorable Lord. It also highlights how through divine bestowal, the Honorable Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was granted honor. Every single Muslim without exclusion then received honor from Allah for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in Tafsir Suratul Jinan, four things are learned from this verse. Number one, every Muslim is honorable. It is haram to consider or call any group of Muslim inferior. Number two, the honor of a Muslim stems from their faith and righteous actions, not from their money. Number three, the respect of a Muslim is permanent and not temporary. For this reason, a Muslim's deceased body and grave are also treated with respect. Number four, whoever considers a believer to be lowly is himself dishonorable in the court of Allah. Even if a Muslim is poor, he is still honorable, dignified, and deserving of being treated with great respect. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.